Welcome to the Daily Groundhog.
What is going on, everybody?
Oh my gosh, you hit record before I was ready. I love it when you do that. At the same time,
all about the surprise.
I hate it when you do that.
Well, hate and love go a lot of times, they're hand in hand.
So, in the way though, is it I love to hate it or I hate to love it?
Or you hate that you love it?
He caught me on camera.
You're thinking about that. Do I really hate to love it?
Right on. So what are we talking about today?
13 random facts. Don't know if we'll hit all 13, though. That's a problem. But here's a bunch of random facts that'll smack you right in the face, according to this list.
I want to smack you in the face.
That has happened before, and I do not have that footage at all.
I know. That means we got to do it again.
It hurt.
It did.
It hurt. It's not one of those things I really want to repeat ever again.
In some of our early days, we decided to have
a slap bet.
Was it a slap bet?
It was a slap bet.
And it was based off of from How I Met Your Mother.
Yes.
It was a slap bet.
We did it live on the app where you go live and people watch and I was able to recover some of the footage, but not all of it. It was
it starts with an S. It was yellow.
Yeah, it's an animal. Meerkat.
Start
with an M.
That was close.
Little bit. Starts with an S. Meerkat. My name starts with a P. It's Devin. You're welcome. Hey. Night is day. Day is night. Cats and dogs living together. Mass hysteria.
But it was actually... We still haven't been able to determine who slapped the other one harder.
Because it hurt. I don't care.
Yeah, it hurt and our jaws were... But we can you remember having all those kids?
Well, the first when I got slapped, you got slapped in front of all the kids.
Yeah.
I got slapped just in... We were washing dishes.
Oh, that's true. We were washing dishes. Okay.
Yeah.
Memories.
At the KOA. Anyway, number one.
Okay.
A woman in North Carolina bought a scratch-off lottery ticket to prove to her husband that they were never winners, but the ticket won them $1 million.
There we go. Slap myself.
$1 million. Double proof to you, we don't win.
I'm a wiener.
And I wonder if she's had to go, do I say we won or do I say... No, we didn't win.
And just walk out and go cash it in.
Right.
$1 million. Wow.
A single spaghetti noodle is called a spaghetto.
What?
You like that transition from $1 million to knowing if you... So when you... I want to go to the garden and I want to tell them...
Can I have a spaghetto, please?
Yeah, right.
And see if they bring you out
one noodle. German chocolate cake is actually named after the guy whose last name was German.
So it's not the ethnicity.
Has nothing to do with Germans. Hitler did not have his 2 cents in this one.
Great. So we can never nickname it again. This is Nazi cake.
Right? That's me. No Nazi cake for you! pineapples were once so rare that people used to rent them out as decorations for fancy parties.
Well, yeah, does it pass the pineapple? It's just there in the middle of the table.
Yeah, 18th century. They were so rare that they would rent them. I would want to be the guy who rented it first, though. Because after a few rentals, it's got to be getting real gross.
And squishy.
Yeah. The word boycott actually comes from a guy named Charles Boycott, whom everyone hated.
I love to hate boycott.
Actually, it says, Charles Cunning Boycott was an English land agent who lived in the 19th century and evicted countless Irish tenants from land owned by his boss. He was so hated that the Irish Land League convinced Boycott's employees to stop working for him, and thus the verb to boycott was born.
Well, hey, he was famous for one thing.
There's some education for you today. Right. Now this one is, I've always wondered this. You saw it.
Can I say it?
Go for it.
Can I say it? Ready, ready.
Go for it.
What's the difference between moo and moo?
Cows have accents. I've always thought about this, though. So think about it. So if you go to another country, right, and say there's a cat walking down the street, would, if you took that cat from, like, Belgium and you bring him to America, would he be able to communicate with the cats here in America? Would they have a separate language?
Are they meowing in a Belgian dialect?
I'm just, that's what I'm saying. Would they,
but this isn't about cats. This is about cows.
I understand. This is cows. So how? My question is, and it doesn't explain how, but it, you know, it just says that they move slightly different depending on where they lived. That's all it says in London versus anywhere else in the UK. So if they're an Irish cow, is very, especially that you can hardly understand an Irish cow.
What it
comes versus
and then a Scottish cow.
More growly there.
You gotta cut off the end right. of the bell though. It's meh.
Right.
I'm gonna meh.
So number eight.
I know that I can get
They have accents.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I'm good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. The Deadpool movie actually had a budget of $10,000 for a t-shirt with B. Arthur's face on it. Because it technically is true. Because Deadpool is a big Golden Girls fan. So Ryan Reynolds and the Deadpool team decided that it was important to have Wade wear B. Arthur's shirt. The problem is, then you need permission to use someone's likeness in a movie. Eventually, Reynolds and B. Arthur's estate agreed to the production would donate $10,000 to a charity in exchange for the rights of B. Arthur's face. That's kind of cool, though.
That is kind of cool.
Yeah. You know, so if I had, I mean, I'm not paying anything, any royalties to the Sandlot and Sandlot people, but yeah. Captain America, he's got all the rights.
That's right.
So, Tupac Shakur was a ballet dancer. He played the role of the Mouse King in the Nutcracker. Take that one. Now, you may think you're thug.
Are these real?
These are all real.
Okay.
You may think you're thug, but you're never ballet thug. And Tupac Shakur was definitely ballet thug.
Is that why they killed him? Because they found out?
No. My son has theories on why he was killed. Right, Jacob? He might not be in there. Okay. Anyway. This one, you probably know this one. Statue of Liberty?
Yes.
It's not really green.
No.
It's just patinaed because it's copper.
Yes.
Yeah. You remember this? So entrepreneur Mike Merrill, he sold shares of himself, allowing strangers to vote on his major life decisions, such as quitting his job, getting a vasectomy. So this was like back in the early, I'd say mid-90s.
How much did he make?
Well, he sold.
Does it say?
Never sold, but he sold shares of himself off. People got to make the vasectomy was narrowly defeated. With only 55% of the people said no, don't get a vasectomy. 5% people, it was 55-45. He
almost had to undergo it.
He almost had a vasectomy, but I remember this. He actually got himself sold himself off as the only stock traded man. So, anyway, I'm gonna post this link into our Flipboard. Go check it out. That's all we got for you.
Groundhog out.